Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Mem, mitzvah 240, as we get into the third mitzvah in this one pasuk that we are talking about, Perek Yutas Pasuk Yuzayin in Kedoshim, Lo Sisna Zachicha Bilvavecha, do not hate your brother in your heart, that we spoke about 2 days ago, Hochech Tochecha Samisecha, that was yesterday's mitzvah, Tochacha, Velo Sisa Alav Chet, and do not bear sin. So as we mentioned the past couple of days, that last phrase is a separate Mrs. Losasei Daraisa, related to the previous parts of the pasuk in various ways that we've already interpreted. But let's just read Rashi. Lo sisa lav chet, lo salben es panav barabim. Do not embarrass him in public. Today's iser is the iser of apanas pechaver barabim, which the Mishnah Perkei Avos already tells us in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, in one version. Other versions, it's in a different, not all Mishnais and Avos, the exact same version, but says, the Mishnah of Lazar Mudoy Omer, Hamachala Sakadshim, Vahamavaze Samoados, Vahamal bin Pnei Chaveiro Barabim, Vahamefer Briso Shalavim Avinu, Vahulu, Afal Pishish Biyado Torah Maisim Tovim, Ein Lo Chelek Lo Olam Haba. Right, today's Isser is one of the few that you lose your Olam Haba for if one violates. Right here, Ma'al b'nechaver barabim, one loses their Olam Haba for, as we will get to more details of that soon. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shlo vayish echad mi Yisrael, not to embarrass any fellow Jew. V'zeh ha'avon yikaru rabbeinu zichronam levracha ma'al b'nechaver barabim. Embarrassing, literally, whitening your friend's face. Malbin, whitening your friend's face in public. That's our pasuk. As it says in the Medrash, how do I know that if you have to, the mitzvah of tochacha is over and over and over again, like we saw yesterday, his face is embarrassed. No, you cannot do it in an embarrassing way unless it is halachically justified. By the way, I saw it today, that's why I didn't mention it yesterday, but it's an issue that relates to both yesterday and today. It's a fascinating smock. The smock, one of the Sefer HaMitzvahs Katan, we know all the different Rishonim have various countings of mitzvos, so the smock in mitzvah tes, the ninth mitzvah of the smock, is a separate issur of someone who does not accept tochacha. Yesterday we had the mitzvah of tochacha. So the Rambam and the Chinuch and others don't count an isser of not accepting tochacha. The smak does. Mitzvah tes. It's an asay and a los asay. He says, lamul are, it's quoted in the footnote here, that's where I saw it, as we'll see soon. But he says, lamul arlas lev, shenemar umaltes arlas levavchem. To circumcise your hearts. It's a mitzvah asay. Pirish, le'ehov es ha-tochachos, v'le'ehov mishe yochichenu. To love getting rebuked, doesn't mean that you love it, but you accept it, and you're okay with it, and the rebuker. V'gam Shlomo ha-melech alav v'shalom, Shlomo says in Mishlei, l'chacham u'chacho avecha, u'be'mitzvah zu yesh lav, there's also a lav, shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim, v'arpachem lo takshu od. Do not keep your neck so stubborn and brazen and not accepting tochacha. So related to yesterday's mitzvah, the mitzvah say and lo say, besides the one giving tochacha, there's an iser not to accept tochacha, and there's a mitzvah to accept tochacha. That's related also to our discussions of being careful how one gives tochacha. So, continues the chinuch, shorish ha-mitzvah yadua. The shorish of this mitzvah is known, the fish, ha-boshet, sargadol labrios, and gadol mimenu. Embarrassment is terrible pain. Manu Hakel Militzaer Briosov Kalkach. It's also to do, you can't put people in pain. Ki Efsha Lotochacha Beyichud Velo Yisbay Shachote Kalkach. You have to give it in private, do it in a certain way, that he is not embarrassed. The Alshech HaKadosh explains, and the Maharal as well, explains, the Alshech is in Parshas Noach, what is the connection? Why is the Alshech in Noach? Because the Pasuk there says, Shofech Dam HaAdam BaAdam Damo Yishafech. Chazal and Ephraim, they're a remes. Spilling a person's blood in the person. Shofech Dam HaAdam BaAdam. Says the Alshech, Tzarech Adam Lizar Ma'od, Levilti Levayishas Chaveiro, Hanivra B'Tzelem Elokim. Person, be very careful about embarrassing another person who was created in the image of God. V'yalti Tame, Eich Yischaiv Es Rosho, Mishal Ohotzi Nefesh Mamish. How did you say this, that it's so bad? It's Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. We didn't read the Gemara before. The Gemara B'Metzia says, Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. It's as if you spill blood because the blood moves around in his face. He turns white, he turns red. Says the Alshech, Ki harei b'tzelem elokim sha'al ha'panim Asas ha'adam shebiladi zeh nimshak ha'behema. The special tzelem elokim that a person gets. V'yalkein b'halbin ha'panim asher sham tzelem elokim chayim misa. Kipagam b'makam tzelem elokim. The focus of this isser is not the feelings of the human, but it's the tzelem elokim shebo. And that's why it's kilu shofech damim. Ve'ein lecha, and now this, the Maharal, in Bamitzia Nutes, where it comes up also, ve'ein lecha ma'ala ve'kedusha zos b'chala nevraim, af b'malachei marom. They don't have this special tzelem elokim. The malachim don't have the tzelem elokim. L'fichach davar jesu tzelem elokim shabadam hu amala hayoter al yona, u'mishem kach amru, ki apogeya b'chaveiro, u'bitzelem elokim shabo, haryu ma'abid chelko b'olam haba. One loses even their olam haba in this regard. So this is a very serious isser. Continuing the chinuch. Midini ha-mitzvah. Mash amr zecharim lebracha. Shelo b'chol ha-dvarm hu's harnu b'kach ela b'dvarm shebein adam l'chaveiro. He said this yesterday, but it's based on a Gemara in Yuma. When do we say that embarrassing someone when giving tochacha does not apply, and it's aser? But mitzvah's b'nadam l'chaveiro. You can't go and scream at him that he wronged you. Avo b'divrei shamayim. But if somebody's doing something and he does not listen to chacha in private, so then, again, one has to know, and this is not so lemaisa for in most situations, but one has to know there is a certain level of embarrassment that can be done in public. But look who does it. The Nevi'im gave tochacha to Am Yisrael in public. A gadol hadar, a posek, a rav, could talk to his tzibur. Right? The Nevi'im generally didn't give tochacha to an individual. But certain types of tochacha in public of embarrassment nature are allowed in certain cases by a Navi and the like. The Minchas Chinuch here discusses, he suggests that maybe this chiluk of Ben Adam Al-Makam, Ben Adam Al-Chaveiro does not apply if Reuven is giving tochacha to somebody else because Shimon was wronged. Maybe the issue of an adam l'chaveiro is not allowed in public and embarrassing is because I might take it personally, I might go overboard. But says the Minchas Chinuch in the second column, Benir Ali, it appears, first skinny line, Hayrodafkim ish chotei l'chaveiro ein l'chaveiro l'vaisho. Avalam adam roech shachaveiro chotei l'anshem acherim. He sees he's hurting somebody else, nire demutar gamkin l'achlim omeno chozer. Ken neviim aleim ha-shalom. Again, the neviim hochicha b'far hesia, gam ala reis ben adam l'chaveiro. So he says in his view, it's not an issue of Ben Adam HaChaver as Ben Adam HaMakom as much as it is he wronged me versus everything else. And he ends off that paragraph beautifully. The person should try to accept Tochacha. Hashem should put our chelik in those who accept Tochacha. And there in the footnote is where he quotes that smack in Mitzvah Tes. Okay. Let us continue. Umash Amru Zachronim Lavracha. Chazal tell us. Aldera Chazar Ben Yinzeh. Brachis and Bamitzia. Noach lo la'adam. Shiapil asmo to kipshin ha'esh. V'yal yabe p'nei chaveir barabim. It's better to jump into a fiery furnace than to embarrass someone in public. Midolan, how do we know? Mitamar. Shalo ratzta la'halbe p'nei chameh le'mor. Bepirsum shimimenu hiara. Tamar, in front of everybody, could have said, Yehuda, it was you. And that would have been it. Would have been it for Yehuda. But and she was ready to risk her life. If she wouldn't have taken the security and given it back to him, then she would have been quiet. That would have been it. And yet she did it. The Gemara says it wasn't only Tamar. There were others in history that also were ready to give up their lives instead of Baal b'nei chaveir barabim. The Gemara tells us the story in Ksubis and Daf Samach Zayin. The story of Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva always used to get staka to a certain individual anonymously. He used to hang the staka on the outside of the door. That's what he used to do every day. So one day the Ani says, you know, I really want to find out who's giving me the staka. Even though Mar Ukva didn't want him to, because he didn't want him to feel embarrassed. So one day he and his wife, Mar Ukva was going with his wife to go get staka, and all of a sudden the door opened of the house where they usually left it. So what happens? They turn around and start running away. They run down one street, running down, the Ani's running after them, they run down another street, the Ani's running after them, finally they come to a dead end, and all there is at the dead end is a bakery. They run into the bakery, they're like, what are we going to do? They jumped into the oven of the bakery. Ailila, hu atuna, davi grufa venura. It was just swept there. It was burning hot still. Havika makalian carried the marukva. Marukva's feet started burning. His wife said, don't worry, honey, jump out to my feet. He jumped out to her feet, which were not burning for some reason. And in that way, they were able to hide from the aniyim. The Gemara says, why was she zocha not to have burned feet? And he was, because she used to give bread to the aniyim, ready-made. He just gave money where they have to go and buy the flour and make the bread, the chulu. So the hana was more karov to the aniyim. So that's why she was even greater. But the Gemara says, what do you see from there? Just like Tamar, they were ready to jump into the furnace instead of embarrassing. A big issue in the Rishonim is, how literally do we take the Gemara of Noach Adam, Sheyapel, Tokishin Ha'esh, Valyava Penechaber Barabim, or the Lashon on, in Bamitzia, the Lashon of Ki'ilu Shofech Damim, Nun Chesim Abeis. The Gemara says, read it to you, if I can find it quickly. Says the Gemara, Kalamalbin, Reitani Tanakamidra of Nakum Bayisla, Kalamalbin Penechaber Barabim, Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. The Gemara says, "Chazino like the azul sumka v'asi chibra." The red, the blood of his face leaves, and it becomes white. Others say maybe it just becomes white, and then he becomes red. Different stages, but either way, the blood leaves. So kilu shofech damim. So how literally do you take that? Kilu shofech damim. Nafkamina. Do you have to give your life for it? That is the question. Is kilu shofech damim? Malva v'chamer barav. Is that yari v'yaver? If somebody comes over to me and says, "Embarrass that guy, or I'm going to kill you." Is that like saying, kill Rovina, I'm going to kill you? So Tosis and Sota ask this question. Sota, Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara there also says, Noach Adam Sheyapel Atzmo Tokiv Shana Eish. Tosis says, Venire means, he's just giving his opinion. Hai Delo Choshev Le Bahadi Gimel Aveira Shein Obdim Bifnei Pikuach Nefesh. Why isn't this there? Avos Gochadim Gila Reis Veshvichas Damim. Why do you have four? Mishum Da Averis Halbonas Panim Eina Mufureshes Patora. It's not Mufurish. Velo Nakad Ela Averis HaMufurashos. It only lists the explicit Averis. So what does Tosis mean? So some say it means that Tosis is saying it's not exactly one of the big three. It's not. Or you could say, no, what is Tosis saying? The big three, those three are, when we say the big three, those are the big three that are explicit. But there might be more than the big three that are not explicit. Those are just saying, on the list, it's not on the list. But really it should be on the list, it's just not explicit. So it's not 100% clear what Tosfos says. But if you look at other Rishonim, they seem to say, clearly, even though we don't seem to paskin this way, we don't paskin that you have to give your life. In that case, we would say you have to embarrass the guy. Lamaisa. But there are echoes, at least, of this sheet of Tosfos. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, in Shar Gimel, Kuf Lamites, V'hine Avak Ritzicha, Halbanas Panim. There's Avak Lashon Hara, the dust of Lashon Hara, the Avak Gili Arayas, Avak Ritzicha, Halbanas Panim, Ki Banav Yechevaru, V'nas Mare Ha'odem, V'dome El HaRitzicha. And then he quotes the Gemara, Ki Tzar Halbanam Mar Mimavetz, it's even worse than death. And here's Rabbeinu Yonah talking. Rabbeinu Yonah, one of the Rishonim, first cousin of the Ramban. Ukimosha Amru, ki yehareg velo yirtzach. V'dome leze Amru, yapil asvel otol kivshin ha'esh val yavar b'nechaver barabim. Rabbeinu Yonah says it. Yehareg val yavar. And then he says, and let me tell you, why is Malva b'nechaver barabim ein lo chelok l'olam haba, the Mishnah says in Avos. Well, if you actually kill somebody, you do get a chelok in olam haba. You chay misa, but it doesn't say that you get it. You lose your olam haba. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, ki amal ben pnei chaveiro einenu makir godel cheto. You don't even realize you're doing something wrong. Ve'ein nafsha mara lo alavono kamo harotzeach. You don't feel as bitter afterwards as if somebody rachmanal zlan actually murdered. Al kenu rachok min atshuva. So you're more distant from tshuva. That's where you're gonna lose your olam haba. Harotzeach pashtus does tshuva, and he feels bad afterwards, and he feels remorseful. Sometimes we do it and we don't even think about it. We don't give it a second thought. Right? That's Malbin Pnei Chaveiro Berabim. Rabbeinu Yonah as well, once we were talking about Rabbeinu Yonah in Perkei Avos, on that Mishnah. In Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, says Rabbeinu Yonah, just in case we thought it was a misprint in Shari Tshuva. This is one of the examples of Yehari Valyavar. The Ha'avos Heim Shlosha. There are Avos and Toldos. Avos and Toldos in Tuma and in Nezek and in Shabbos. Right, first off in Baba Kama. And there's a Rifa in Kedusha that says Kinyanim, Avos and Toldos. But also in Ma'abar Chaver Barabim. V'havozim shlosha, but Azorah Gilei writes v'shvichas damim. Told us Avodah Zarah, atzei Asherah, v'chul yirva yavar. Told us Gilei Arayis, hamistakel, o hamidaber, meshes ish. Shehari v'yavar, like the case we discussed in the past, Sanhedrin 9, hey, where he said, I just want to look at her, behind the fence. And we say, no, let her stand there. V'chulu, told us shvichas damim, mal b'pnechaver barabim, shedamo borech b'pnei aboshes, u'kedamrinan, chazina le'dalzo sum kavasi chivra, v'alzeh ein lo chelach olam haba. Wow. Very serious. Rabbeinu Yonah, take this seriously. And even if we don't pask in that way, the fact that there's a Rabbeinu Yonah out there that says it is something to note. The Rav Avadia, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos here, also mentions, goes through all the Gemaras, Kedaka Bakodesh that discuss Ma'abah Berechaver Barabim. He goes through another Gemara in Ksubis, which we didn't mention, that somebody once came late to, came late home on Erev Yom Kippur. Look at the Gemara Ksubis Samach Beis. But then he quotes from the Alter from Slobodka, or the Saba from Slobodka, depending where you're from, what you say. And he quotes, Ma'abah Berechaver Barabim, one has to be extra, extra, extra careful when it comes to a spouse. It comes to everybody for sure, but a spouse, even more, that we spoke about, and we will speak about, the Isra of Ona'as Dvarim, taking advantage with words. So the Saba used to say, Velo sonu ish es amiso, es lorabos ishto. Vahayadorish mi talmidav, she is yachzu bekavalinu shoseyam. Gotta take extra special care of your wife. Umidas achesed she nidrash mi kal adam, lahitivim chavero, racious kol. Tzorach lavatzea usayim ishto banav. First, it's your family. Umibsar chalotisalim. That's to be from the family first. And the Talmidim of the Saba used to talk about the amazing relationship that he had with his wife, and how on Erev Yom Kippur, even though he didn't do anything, Erev Yom Kippur used to go and he used to ask mechila from her and not leave the house until he was bawling going to the shul. Ube'einayim zol goes to Mos, ayim ischani nela shetislach mikol alev, v'lozaz mi beso at sha'amr lo bepemale, she soleches lo b'lev shalim. So extra special care has to be given to the spousal relationship. The famous story of Shlomo Zalman that was witnessed by many. So you know it's a true story. It wasn't so 15, 16 years ago. Shlomo Zalman at the levaya of his wife. Even more, Shlomo Zalman was nifta 15, 16 years ago. Before, the vayev of his wife, Shlomo Zalman was walking with the Aaron, and he says, you know, the minagist usually asks mechila. He says, but we don't have anything to ask mechila from each other. We never did anything to each other to make the other one upset. That was of Shlomo Zalman. That was the kind of marriage that he had. The dikduk that he had in this area. Okay, so there are even some halachos related to this comparison of mevayish bnei chavero berabim. First of all, the Chachmas Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger, the last daf page in Choshen Mishpat. We discussed the last page of Choshen Mishpat a few days ago. Lo Samal Adam Ayacha. It's the second to last simon in Choshen Mishpat. The Chachmas Shlomo on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch says, Nira Lafini is Daiti. Again, Nira always means, let me tell you something new. Lichora Dover Chadosh. Let me tell you a Dover Chadosh. When do you say there's an Isra of Lo Samal Adam Ayacha and you have to go and involve yourself? That's only if you're not going to be embarrassed Barabim, by saving somebody. But if you're going to be mevuyash barabim, so it's kiilu shafach damim, and you have no chiyuv to do that. Wow. Says the Chachmas Shlomo, Dainu dafke im eino derach bizoyo mahamatzil, az mi chiyuv la'atzilo begufo, aval amhavi hatzala derach bizoyo mahamatzil, im eino yachol liskar la'achirim la'atzilo, if you can't find anybody else to do it, az eino mechuyuv la'atzilo begufo, im havi lo bizoyon o tircha yesera du'uzakein o chadome. Why? And he says, just like there are limits there, so too there are limits here. And he says, it's when somebody repeats himself, this is for sure right, you better believe me, v'chulu. There are others that are not so sure about this. Is it really ke'ilu shafach damim? It's ke'ilu. But most Rishonim hold that you don't have to give your life for it. One example you have, in terms of Osama Adam Reyecha, there's a tshuva lahoros nasan, Rav Nasan Gestetner. I didn't bring it, but he has a tshuva. Is a kohen allowed a duchen if he's mevayish pnei chaveyo barabim? Because there's a major machlokas we showed him, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, machlokas machaber the Ramah. If a kohen rachmana l'slan kills somebody, well, where does that come up? Rachmana l'slan in a car accident. Rav Avadia has a tshuva about it. What about in the army? Right, what happens if somebody if a kohen kills? Is he allowed a duchen? It's a major machlokas. If he does tshuva, Rav Avadia's machalik between whether it was reckless driving or whether the victim was at fault for walking where it wasn't supposed to walk. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah have a discussion. The Ramah says, okay, if he does tshuva, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that. So that is another example where he assumes that you can. If you're Mamash Chaver Barabim, so then you're allowed a Duchen. It's only Ke'ilu. It's not Mamish. Rav Shlomo Zalman also has a tshuva, Simin Zayin, a long tshuva, regarding Hilchah Shabbos. At the end of that tshuva, Simin Zayin, and Minchah Shlomo, Chelag Aleph, he discusses, are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save somebody from embarrassment? To save somebody from dying, of course you're allowed to save, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save somebody from embarrassment? Kielu Shofek Lomim! So maybe you should be able to, or have to, you know, be Mechal Shabbos for that. So again, Rishlomo Zalman says, don't take it so, it's serious! There's a Rabbeinu Yonah that says it's extra serious, Yari Vayavar. But we assume it's Kielu, so it's pretty close, but, not to take it that far. So again, that is, again, regarding Birchas Kohanim, regarding Shabbos. There's one other, it's interesting, maybe two or three other points. That is number one, the Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva in Simin Kuf Samach Dalid. What about for non-Jews? We've mentioned many times that the Chinuch in Tavtez Zayin says that the seven mitzvos of Bnei Noach are seven categories. They're not singular mitzvos. There's a lot included in Avodah Zarah. There's a lot included in Gezel. What about, are they included in this Isser? Of Kilo of Losisa of Chait, Mevaish Bechaber Rabim, is it included in Ritzicha? So the Shvus Yaakov assumes no. Fascinating case. He has a case where Reuven sends a guy to go embarrass Shimon. And Shimon brings Reuven to court for the embarrassment. You embarrass me. So he is fascinating. It's all about a shliach l'dvar avera. Our guy included in shlichus, but he ends up saying they're not mechuyev. But anything that the shliach's not mechuyev in, so then it goes back to the shliach and yeshliach. It goes back to the mishalach and yeshliach l'dvar avera. Amazing shuvah. If you want to look it up, it's in she'ela kuf samach dalin. But he says at the end regarding our issue, ve'in makom lebal din lachlok v'lomar minolon to be nidol didan a shliach l'abach yuva kol ma'aver chaver kilu shofech damim. Right, so he says he does not think they are included in this Isser. One other Ha'ara, and then we can speak about this for a long time, but I saw in the Alein L'Shabeach, which is the Sefer of Zilberstein, who discusses various psakim and stories and interesting shilas that come up related to the Parshos in Kisavo. He discusses, I just got it from there, I couldn't find the Hebrew, I have the English. He discusses a case, something that happens all the time. He says a lot of times when an ambulance comes somewhere, somebody's in need. So what's the normal human reaction? We all crowd around. What's going on? First of all, we don't say Tehillim. Right, this would be our first reaction. But what do? We all crowd around. So he says, as a senior member senior Hatzalah member in Bnei Brak put it, instead of adults shooing away the children, they themselves gather on the site and hinder our ability to care for the patients. People have to realize that when we arrive at the site of an emergency, we often have a few precious minutes or seconds to help the patient. If we have to waste time to dispel the onlookers, they might be responsible for the deterioration of the health. And then he says, not only can this rubbernecking endanger the patient's well-being, it could cause excessive embarrassment to the patient. I actually know of instances where sick patients refused to call an ambulance because they did not wish to become a public spectacle, and they were apprehensive that a crowd would gather when the ambulance arrived. It's true people's natural curiosity is aroused, but for what purpose were we put into this world if not to overcome our natural tendencies and desires and work on our midas? Working on our midas in situations like this are absolutely essential, right? So we see something, stay away! Not everything. Oh, well, what's the hawk? What's going on there? I have to know. We have to control ourselves. We have to mind our own. And here, not only is like, what's going on? We have to realize not to step on other people's toes where it could cause embarrassment. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Next week, we get into revenge, Nekima, Netira, Avas Yisrael, and other Kilayim issues coming up.